Fears over growing pothole fiasco despite record funds. Esme Kenny on growing concerns over the county's worsening potholes. Concerns have been raised over the fiasco of the county's pothole-studded roads, despite the government providing Oxfordshire with a record £168 million up to 2030 to fix the problem. The recent cold snap has led to a rise in reports of potholes, with Oxfordshire County Council increasing its repair crews to help reduce its backlog. Utility companies have been blamed for failing to fix the roads after doing work. In January, 35% of repairs to larger potholes, which the council says it aims to complete in 28 days, missed the deadline by a few days. The council said this was due to the rise in reports and because crews had been faced with many larger potholes. Liam Walker, leader of the Conservative opposition group, said, "Extra funding is always welcome, but money alone won't fix Oxfordshire's potholes if repairs simply keep failing. Residents are rightly frustrated when one pothole is fixed but another just feet away is left because it isn't on the worksheet. That looks disorganised and shows there isn't a clear plan in place to better coordinate repairs." Mr. Walker added, "We cannot accept backlogs building up during peak months or poor contract management that leaves too few crews out on the roads. Contractors must get repairs right the first time, as the fiasco of this winter with a 35% backlog for repairs was completely unacceptable, and someone should be fired, in my view, for this utter incompetence." Labour County Councillor James Fry, the Shadow Cabinet Member for Transport Management, said, "Right now, potholes have overtaken congestion charging as the main issue raised by local residents, especially cyclists. It is no surprise that there is great annoyance over the time taken to repair some of the potholes on busy routes. The complaints extend beyond potholes as defined by the county, which are holes of over 4 centimetres in depth. Long sections of broken road surfaces and shallow trenches surrounded by gravel after it rains are just as annoying." He said many of the problems with road surfaces were down to utility companies and their contractors failing to resurface the road properly after finishing utility works, and the county council should do more to combat this. "It would not take many examples of action to enforce contractual requirements for the contractors to realise that they will be out of pocket if they fail to give road users back a surface in the proper condition." The county was also ranked amber for its pothole performance, which is based on road conditions and how it spends money from the government in the Department for Transport's traffic light system. MPs Annalise Dodds, Sean Woodcock and leader of the County Council's Labour group, Liz Brighouse, wrote to Lib Dem Transport Chief Andrew Gant, expressing their disappointment about Oxfordshire's rating. But Lib Dem Cabinet Member for Transport Management, Andrew Gant, argued the real cause of the issue was the lack of funding for local government in his response to the MP's letter. Fellow Lib Dem councillor Tim Bearder added, "I think to fully understand the pothole problem, you have to look at the wider crisis of funding the council is currently facing. The government is planning to cut funding to Oxfordshire County Council by £24.1 million over the next 3 years. That's equivalent to the cost of running the entire library service across the county or the entire expenditure of the Vale of Wight Horse District Council for 1 year. The potholes are bad, not because of any neglect on behalf of successive councils, but because for decades national governments have systematically underfunded local government, forcing us to make impossible choices between roads and social care or libraries or children's centres." Mr. Fry added, "Given the large backlog of road repairs, including dealing with potholes, there is no way in which any realistic level of added investment will be sufficient to resolve the problem quickly. The issue is how the money is spent most effectively. I know that the contractor has been asked to increase the intensity of its work on pothole repairs, but I would like to be assured that they are no longer doing short-term fixes, which will have to be repeated soon. Anecdotal evidence is that in the medium term, quicker and cheap patching is a false economy. Therefore, priority should be given to lasting repairs, even if this means that fewer potholes can be repaired in a short period. The County Council previously said that 97% of Oxfordshire's pothole repairs are now cut square, joint sealed filled and compacted to undertake a permanent fix first time. They added, while reactive highway work is vital, particularly for potholes that cause an immediate danger, the Council's emphasis is on maintenance work to prevent potholes forming in the first place, which is much more cost effective than repairing them afterwards. More than 41,000 highways defects were reported to the County Council in the last 12 months, around 90% of which were potholes. It has also invested nearly £14.5 million since 2024 on its largest surface dressing programmes for at least 20 years, treating around 2 million square metres of carriageway.